The next patient is Margaret Cole. The last name is C-O-L-E. Clinical case of a 58-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD that has been between 3B and 3A. That was done on September 27, 2023, in the comprehensive metabolic profile. We have a patient that has a creatinine of 1.3 and an estimated GFR of 46, and the protein creatinine ratio is 800. Before it was 500 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Period. The blood pressure has developed the tendency to go in. And we are going to attempt the use of Jardiance again, 10 milligrams on a daily basis, and I send the prescription for 25 milligrams, and we reevaluate the case afterwards. Number two, a patient has coronary artery disease that is most likely associated to the diabetes mellitus and arterial hypertension. She had a coronary artery bypass graft done at the beginning of the year, and on the 19th of September she received an AICD. She's breathing better. However, she has gained 10 pounds. Most of it is fluid, and that's another reason to order the Jardiance. Following number. The patient has a systolic blood pressure of 170 over 92. She says that at home, this blood pressure is less in the 130, 140. However, she has a BMI that is increasing at 36. We are hoping that with the administration of the Jardiance, this is going to get better. She's going to lose the weight that she has in the lower extremities. Following number, peripheral vascular disease, status post-amputation of a toe. Following number, hypothyroidism and on replacement therapy. Following number, Charcot's food. Following number, the patient has diabetic retinopathy and she has loss of vision in the left eye. Following number, the patient has a history or hyperuricemia. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. The instructions were given to the patient regarding the low sodium diet, the fluid restriction. And the control the blood sugar using a plant-based diet. Paragraph, we invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 20 minutes in the face-to-face explaining the plan of action, and examining the patient and 7 minutes in the augmentation.